Hi. Thank you for being here today. Let's see. I'm interested in asking about perfectionism and the, well, a lot of my life has been based on guilt, punishment, achievement, feeling driven, and a lot of maybe I'll get there someday, perfectionism, and deeply woven into practice. And very fortunately, recently, and highly coincidentally, I experienced the reverse of that. I didn't expect it. I was working hard to be, you know, approvable, and somebody just said, "You do wonderful." It turned him, turned me on myself and said, "Look, you know, I knew it was, I thought I knew it was for me, but he knew better." He knew that it wasn't, I wasn't just on my own side. So he turned me, if this is making sense, turned me back on me and said, "Look, you've done really beautiful work, and it wasn't what I was expecting." So I'm learning to live. I'm moving in this transition, which is really lovely. And I also still get very reactive, very driven by the old perfectionistic behavior, which is very harsh. And I don't always know how to, except to be here all day. And maybe that's the answer, you know?
Yeah.
It could easily be, or maybe not so easily, but I'd really like it if you would respond in terms of, for years I've gotten, or I've had, how do I say, you know, like perfectionism seems so great, you know, it's like, yeah, why not? Yeah. And having that mixed up with wholesome desire and just being in such a whirl trying to be content. Or, yeah, so thank you.
Yeah, I think that that sense of paying attention to the results, because the on a rational level, it seems that getting things perfect or getting it perfectly done or getting the perfect thing, whatever it is, should be satisfying. And fulfilling, but it isn't. And that area of contentment is so important, of being able to, and probably more important, to be content with ourselves. Yeah, recognizing that pattern of guilt that follows us, because it's so much of it is around our how we perceive our sense of self, because our sense of self is lacking, and it needs something else, something other, and of course, you know, it's impossible to feel. There's a great exchange I had one time with. I was traveling as a translator for a Thai, very senior Thai monk. We were in New Zealand, and teaching, and he was. We had an evening chanting, meditation, Dhamma talk, and then the questions after. And one of the questions was, you know, what do I do? You know, how do I work with guilt? And then I went to translate the question, and then I burst out laughing because I didn't know what the word for guilt was in Thai. I'd been translating for some time. I'd been living there for quite some time, but I didn't know what it wasn't because it wasn't familiar. And so then what I had to do was explain to this senior Thai monk what a Westerner does to make themselves feel guilty. And then and he listened and he had this very concerned look on his face. I said, oh, that's really suffering. Tell them not to do that. It's just such a foreign concept for him. So I think it's helpful to realize that it's not actually intrinsic to us as in our human condition. It's something that we add to it, and we've got alternatives.
Right.